Think of Cardiff, this is Jaw.
Hi, I was calling in response to a mailing that we received from you folks.
Okay, perfect. What's the 16-digit reservation code?
2411 0601-0024-2579.
Okay, let's take a look. And I have Charles Rhodes.
He's the owner of the firm, yes.
Oh, okay. And what's your name?
My name is George, and
George?
Charles asked me to check this out. So
oh, okay, cool. And are you like the CFO?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'm just pulling up everything right now. Okay, perfect. And then what's the name of the company?
The company is Narragansett Screw, and I could spell that for you, but maybe you've got it right in front of you.
Have it in front of me. Just want to make sure I got the right person here. Okay, so I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on the business, and then I can answer any questions you might have here. I have your billing address as 119 Rowley Street, Winsted.
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is the structure of the company? Are you guys a corporation, LLC, proprietorship?
Corporation,
okay. Okay, and how long have you guys been in business for?
Charlie, how long have we been in business? 4 years. Narragansett. 37. A long time.
That's what it sounds. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like 30 to 40 something. Okay. Sounds good. Okay. And is Charles 100% owner?
He is.
Okay. Perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you guys in the right direction.
All right, that makes sense. We were really looking for something that was longer term. You mentioned 5-year secured terms, mm-hmm. and then later in their letter it mentions 72 months.
Mm-hmm.
So something 5 years on out would make sense for us. Just didn't really know how you structured those deals.
Sure. What are you looking to? Are you looking for capital or equipment?
Yeah, there's some. Well. Probably wouldn't earmark that for equipment, but there's some cyclicity in this business, and it would be nice to have some additional working capital.
Okay. What is it that you guys do over there? What do you guys specialize in?
We make fasteners. We make all kinds of screws, and we make the best screws in America.
Oh, nice. One of a kind?
We think so.
I said one of a kind?
Right.
Okay. And basically, your capital, are you looking to more so fund, contracts you have coming up or piece orders, buy the materials, things like that?
Yeah, we have to pay for the raw material that comes in, and we have to sort of sit on that inventory while we're manufacturing fasteners for people.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that gets a little out of sync,
and
we'd like to be able to buy additional material in order to reduce costs.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the whole manufacturing process before we get paid. So
mm-hmm.
part of this would be to kind of cover that gap.
Okay. How long does it take for you guys to manufacture the pieces after you buy the raw material?
Let me ask the boss. That's a difficult question to answer, but I'm going to get him to answer it.
Okay. I kind of just want to kind of understand the cycle of cycle.
And that's what I'm trying to help you do. Mm-hmm. When we get raw materials in, like shipments of wire to make screws, what's the average? I know this is a tough question. What's the average length of time from inventory to finished product? I mean, is it measured in weeks or months or months?
Okay.
And see, also, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
My name is Jaw.
Char.
Mm-hmm.
Well, typically what happens is we'll buy enough inventory to do a job, and then we'll have inventory left over, and we hope we can use it on another job.
Mm-hmm.
So we sit on the raw material, we warehouse the raw material.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when we get an order, if we have that raw material in stock,
mm-hmm.
sufficient to fill the order, it may only take us a month to get that turned around.
Okay. Oh,
I see. On the other hand, if we have to order the material, then we've got to wait on the material to arrive and then get mm-hmm. the machines set up and all that sort of stuff. So it's variable, but, you know, a month or so.
I see. Okay. So it really varies depending on the amount of contracts you have or the amount of material you have.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then how much were you guys looking to bring on?
Now, what was that question? How much
capital would you guys like?
Oh, Charlie, were we talking in terms of $250,000? Yeah, somewhere right in that area. What's your upward lending limit in this program?
We typically, you know, the $250,000 is like the average, every company is a little different. To give you a better idea, what was your gross annual sales like last year?
Last year, what did we do? 680,000 gross sales. Yeah. Are you like OnDeck Capital, where you kind of do 10 or 11% of the gross sales?
We do 15.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how's this year looking for you? Has sales been better, around the same?
No, I think it's about the same.
About the same. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, let's see here. So, based on the growth in your sales, I'm just going to do a quick calculation. Give me 1 second. Okay. So, on the higher range, we can free about $102,000 to start you off with. And then about halfway through your loan, you're able to get more capital. So the advantage for you guys and for this kind of program is that you don't have to be paying interest on the full amount if you guys don't need it. If let's just say, for example, you know, ideally you want $250,000, but that you're going to buy a lot of materials with that, but really you only need a certain amount to, you know, do the projects you have right now. Once you finish those projects, you're able to get more capital from us. And the second time you do business with us, you usually get a better term and better rates too.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there anything that we can look at to read and to mull over in terms of the range of terms that you can offer, or what's the next step?
Okay,
actually, let me mention something to Charlie right now.
Okay.
Charlie, they're saying that we can qualify for about $100,000, $102,000 based on the gross sales. Are you still interested at that level, or would you... I guess if we saw the terms and the terms looked reasonably favorable, we would consider that.
Mm-hmm. Ideally, you know, in the coming months, do you guys have a few projects coming up, and so you're planning ahead of time right now?
Yeah. I mean, we've always got stuff in the pipeline.
Okay, that's good. Ideally, you know, based on the future coming up projects, how much capital would you need on the lower range and on the higher range? Just to get the project started.
Yeah, in terms of what we hope to do for the rest of the year, we would need probably a minimum of $80,000, and on the top side, $200,000, like I said earlier.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Otherwise, we'd probably go somewhere else to see where we'd get more funding.
Yeah, exactly. And then the $80,000, let's just say, for example, we give you $80,000, how much material would you be able to purchase with that?
Do you want me to tell you in pounds, or what do you want me to tell you?
Oh, I guess in terms of, like, how many projects would that, you know, get you through?
Yeah, that's...
It's kind of hard to kind of quantify because, you know...
It's hard to say. If we use that money to buy inventory... Mm-hmm. What we like to be able to do, and one of the reasons we'd like to get extra money out of you, is the price that we have to pay for the raw material is a function of how much we buy at a given time.
The more you buy, the cheaper it is.
Exactly. And so that reduces our profitability. because we still have to compete in the market and sell these screws at prices that compete with everybody else. So we rarely buy just enough material for a job. We buy at the cheapest price on the price curve so that we can maximize our margins on our finished product.
Okay, that makes sense. Have you done this before in the past?
For 50 years, we've done this.
Getting, let's say, for example, getting a large loan to purchase raw material at a cheaper rate, price?
In the past, we've either drawn down on lines of credit or, working capital loan, that sort of thing. Your flyer came across the desk, and we just thought we would check and see what it looks like.
Sure, yeah, no problem. I just wanted to kind of understand your cycle of business and how you guys usually handle situations like these. Okay.
Right.
Okay, and then how would Charles rate his credit? National average is about 680. Is he around that, below?
Charlie, you're over above 700 on credit, aren't you? Yeah, I would say at least 720.
Okay, nice. That's pretty good. And then do you guys currently have any other loans out?
Well, as any corporation our size might have, we've got a loan that's secured by our building and our equipment.
Okay. Do you have any other line of credit loans or capital loans out right now?
I don't think we do. Do we have any other just lines of credit out there for Narragansett? No, Charlie's shaking his head no.
No. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Perfect. So the next step in the process here is to get you the numbers and see how much you guys would qualify for. And, with the good credit of 700 plus, we might be able to get you even higher than the 100 that I originally quoted you for. So what I can do right now is I can send over the application. It's a one-page app, and I just need 6 most recent months of bank statement, so from February to July, and then just the most recent tax return.
All right.
Just those 3 things, and once you guys send it over
can
to
you,
me.
Can you email that to us?
Yes. What is the email?
All right. Send it to Jessica at USA Screws. Jessica at USAScrews.com.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and send that over. And earlier you did mention that about On Deck. Did you guys have a loan through them before?
No, at a place where I used to work years ago, we used On Deck from time to time, and I'm familiar with their style of lending.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send this application over to this email. So I have Jessica at USAScrews.com.
You got it.
Perfect. Do you know when you guys might? Perfect. Do you know when you might be able to get everything into me?
Oh, for sure, next week.
Early next week. Okay, sounds good.
I don't see any problem with that at all.
Sounds good. So I'll just touch base with you guys early next week, and I'll look out for the application. And my phone number, my direct line, will be in the email too. So you guys have any questions in the process, just give me a call.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you too. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.